All right, for those who aren't getting these live notifications, if you actually click on the bottom of this video, if you're not getting a live notification, you can click be notified when Dennis goes live or whatever it may be. So if you guys want to engage in the group, again, feel free to message me while we're doing these videos. We'll answer any questions that you have. And I'm going to pick a topic today that's relevant to a recent post, and a lot of people got engaged in it. Two things. One, we had a post that it disappeared. Whoever was the poster, we lost it. And the question was about arresting for Title 39, I'm sorry, for the odor of marijuana. I did a video a while ago. There's actually two videos in the video group. You go down, one's like 9 minutes and 49 seconds. Just hover your mouse. If you're doing it from a desktop or a PC or a laptop, if you hover your mouse pointer over the video, it'll tell you what it is. I wrote titles into it to make it easier to search. And yes, State versus George Myers, 2015, there's no dispute. You can be arrested for the odor of marijuana alone, raw or burnt, doesn't matter. And it's State versus Judge. If you read the case law on it, yes, you can be arrested and charged with 39-4-49.1 because under State versus Pierce, 4-49.1 is an arrestable offense, considered a serious offense in the state of New Jersey, making it automatic arrest if you want to, just like a 450 for under Title 39. Now, I know we got a lot of guys from all over the country in this group, and I want to give some more value to the people who are not from New Jersey. I don't want to be continuously quoting New Jersey stuff, but you know, that's where we're from, that's what we're teaching here. But there's a lot of other tactics that I go through that will help you guys on a motor vehicle stop or in any kind of situation where you may be trying to identify from somebody is. We're gonna go through some of that stuff, and I know I've done videos in the past, but a lot of people I get join the group and aren't seeing the things that were done 6 months ago. So if you guys like the videos that you're seeing, you can go back into the videos portion of this, click that, and go through and pick the stuff that you want to see. For the out of state guys, a lot of stuff we've covered so far, but it never hurts to catch up and refresh on the things that we've already done. And we're going to talk about today some questioning that you can do somebody. Oh, and the other case law for the guys who were in that post and the odor of marijuana, arresting on the odor of marijuana, is State versus Judge. You can read that. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, State v. Judge. Yes, State v. Nashina allows you to search for the odor of marijuana, but obviously if you can arrest for it, you know, you can search for it. So I'm not going to get into that because that was like a three-day thing where I wanted to kill people over it. It just is what it is. There's no disputing the facts. If you don't believe it, go take it up the New Jersey Supreme Court. Guys from out of state, yeah, we can arrest for somebody smelling like weed in New Jersey. Go read the case. I'm not going to debate it. But back to this. Questions to ask people or to try to determine whether or not you have a hinderer or a person who's lying about who they are. I guess it's the same person. Remember, these videos are a cappella, so they're always not going to be perfect. For the guys in New Jersey, know that you can be charged for 2C or Title 39. Let's say you pull a guy over, and it's probably the same for all states. If you pull a guy over and he's subject to a motor vehicle summons and he gives you a fake name, maybe you come back 5 minutes later and you're like, what's your this? I can't find anything on you. Who are you? And he's like, well, OK, I'll tell you who I am. Maybe he didn't have a warrant, but he still was hindering the apprehension for you to be able to issue him a summons. So good to go. You can make an arrest on that. So it's up for both 2C and Title 39. Now, I'm going to go through some portions from my class. And I know a lot of people can't make it. There's a lot of guys from out of state who watch us that want to get value out of being in this group. And I want to give it to you. If you have questions you want to know stuff, guys, tell me what you want to hear. And I will address it if I can. If not, we have a lot of people in the group. If you're posing questions, we're all here to help each other. This is not an ego group. Obviously, I know that Pete, there's some people who watch these videos and have opinions about pretty much friggin' everything. And like I said before, if you don't like it, you don't got to be in the group. I don't give a shit. But there's 98% of the people involved in this group, 3,850 members, are getting a lot of value out of it. So that's why we continue to do the videos. So here's some beginning places to start. Maybe we'll do a couple different videos on this because it's usually a long thing that I go through in course when I teach it. So let's say you stop a car. In an EV scenario, you stop a car, you get somebody with a legitimate New Jersey driver's license or other state driver's license. Check the picture well. Here's some simple steps to start with. Look at the picture. I tell a story in class. There was a girl I used to see a while ago, and she called me, and she's like, hey, I got pulled over today in this town. I'm like, oh, okay, what happened? She said, well, I was on my cell phone, and I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, did you get a ticket? She's like, well, yeah, for not wearing my seatbelt. I'm like, all right, I'm making a call for that. It's no big deal. It's $52. Who cares? And she's like, no, but here's the thing. I had my friend's license in my back pocket for my jeans that I wore last night that I was wearing today. Because I was driving home from her house. I was holding it because we went to a club and I had her ID in my back pocket. And when it pulled me over, I gave him her license. And she's like, it's not me. He wrote a ticket to my friend. And I said, oh, okay, no big deal. So I called the guy, said, hey, man, you know, you realize you pulled over this brunette, attractive, yeah, old Ben. It was a really nice looking brunette girl. I said, but did you ever look at the picture on her license? He's like, no. I'm like, dude, run the license again. He's like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, I know. No big deal. Nobody's putting a complaint in. I'm just saying, just keep it in mind, man. You wrote tickets to the wrong guy. She's cool. We're going to pay it. We're not even getting it. He's like, no, I'll just dismiss it. I'm like, no. We're just going to pay it, dude. No big deal. Don't make a stink over it. Just keep quiet. So that's just a simple one, guys. Just look at the goddamn picture before you proceed forward. And I know that you're all thinking right here, oh man, I don't do that anymore. You got to look. Hey, man, you go to a club, they're going to look at you more than a cop looks at you on a stop. Check the picture well. Make sure the person with whom you were speaking with is the same person in the photo, right? Look at it. Check facial features, right? I can't tell you how many times I've caught a guy, twins, or people who are close brothers and sisters. And I'm looking at it, I'm like looking at their license, I'm looking at them. And this guy has a mole that I'm talking to, but the guy in the picture doesn't have a mole here. I've had that. I would usually show the different features and how to determine similar looking people and what to look for. I can't do that right now because I can't hook up my computer to this, but things to think about. Make sure you're looking at the same person. A check height is indicated on the driver's license. I did it once. We're bringing a guy back to headquarters. He's 6'2". I'm sorry, he was like 6'4". And the guy, I'm doing a booking sheet as a passenger in the car or an arrest report. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, I told my partner, like, dude, how tall is the guy in the back? He's like 6'4". I'm like, I know. The license we have is 5'5". That was the passenger in the car who had the warrants who popped for. We didn't even check him. This is years ago before, now we check everybody thoroughly, but we didn't even check the friggin' height on the guy. So just simple mistakes. Check skin tones. I had a guy one time who was extremely dark telling me that he was a guy who we found through a inmate search tool that I posted earlier right before this. You can use the inmate search tools. He's like, no, I just came out of county jail. I'm like, cool. That county has a really good inmate search tool. So we went into it. We pulled the name up and I'm looking at the guy in the picture. I'm like, this ain't you. And the guy's like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I usually go tanning in the summer. I'm like, bro, nobody goes 15 shades darker because of tanning. So he also didn't have matching tattoos. I've even had guys who had matching tattoos. I had a guy, he had an A on his neck. If you didn't pay attention, he had an A, like an English script on his neck. And then the guy whose name he gave me was, had a, like a B. So if you didn't pay attention, it kind of looks similar, but I'm looking at the guy in the picture and I'm like, this isn't you. He's like, no, that's me. I'm like, guy, you got an A. He's got a B. Are you kidding me? Also didn't know his social security number. So that's the number one tool that we talk about is when you hear that magic, those magic words, I don't know my social, you got them. I mean, just, you got them. And make sure they know the information from their license and slow down and make sure you have the correct person, especially if you're considering them to be a hinderer. I've done it quite a few times. That's why I bring it up, because I have made the mistake of, I had a guy that we worked with. I was running his niece and he calls me. He's like, she's out there with those fucking assholes. I'm going to kill her. We've been talking about hanging out with these people. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then she called him. She's like, Uncle Frank, I wasn't out there. What we found out was the girl stole the other girl's license and gave it. I didn't check it. All right. So I've been there. I've made those mistakes. I don't want you to make those mistakes either. And you know what? I'm not going to go on with this video forever. This is a good way to start. Just in every video that I do for this, just know that if you hear those magic words, I don't know my social security number. And if you look at the post, we had a couple posts before this, just know that those magic numbers, you got somebody with a warrant. When you hear those words, so you know your social security number? I don't. You have an adult that doesn't know their social. It's highly probable you have somebody who's lying about who they are. And you see the guys are posting in the group. Focus on your passengers in the cars, folks. That's where your hinderers are. If you're a warrant guy or you want to make something out of a stop, focus on your passengers. Stop worrying about the driver only. Open your eyes, look around. I will come back tomorrow with more information. Hopefully this gives value to the guys from out of state who don't have to listen to New Jersey stuff all the time. If you guys need anything, let me know and I'll address it. So have a good night.